Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are looking at Shir HaShirim Perek Zayin, the penultimate chapter 7 in Shir HaShirim. This perek is very, very beautiful. It has 14 psukim and two basic sections. The first is the song of the circle, of the dance, and that is to be found in psukim Aleph to Zayin 1 to 7, exactly half the perek. In this section, to understand it on a pshat, on a most basic level, the raya is dancing. This young lady is dancing in a circle with the girls, k'mecholas hamachanayim, and he, the dod, sees her and calls to her. She leaves the floor to dance in front of him, and he continues to praise her beautiful looks, and he starts from her feet, going all the way up to her head. There seems to be also a progression of images. So what that means to say is, at first, it describes her in terms of crafts of humans, shoes, jewels, goblets. Next, in terms of plants, wheat and roses. Next, in terms of animals, fawns and gazelles. And next, places in Israel, Cheshbon, Lebanon, Carmel. And finally, in colors, white, blue, and purple, depending on the specific things that are being described here. Historically speaking, what is the meaning of this? So Rav Amos Chacham suggests that what's been going on over here is that Hashem is calling and looking at Am Yisrael and seeing how beautiful they are like a host of angels, and he's describing their beauty. Why, if you look at the first pasuk in this perek, she's given an interesting and new name that we've not seen up till now. Shuvi, Shuvi HaShulamis. Return, return, O maid of Shulam. What is this referring to? Why is she called HaShulamis at this point in time? The Metzudot David explains that it comes from the word Shlemus, from fullness and purity. There's been a conversation up till now, in the last perek has been in Golos, in exile, where Hashem has been beckoning to the nation of Israel in exile. But now, at that point in time, there was questions on her commitment, even in exile. Now Hashem asks Israel to return and be complete, be Shlema, and come to Israel. Let the angels look at her and let them see her and provide for her every need. That's what the Metzudas David suggests. It is interesting that the Torah Tamima, expanding on this point, quoting the Medrash Rabbah, says that the reason why it says Shuvi Shuvi Hashulamis, Shuvi Shuvi Venechazebach, come back, the woman of Shulam, come back, that we should gaze at you. There seems to be four descriptions of Shuvi, of return, because of all the four metaphoric exiles of the nation of Israel. Another possibility in looking at this is that this is not a conversation between the Dod and the Raya specifically. This, as the Medrash Rabbah suggests, could also be a conversation between the nations of the world and Israel. The nations of the world say, Israel, look how much you've suffered. Look how much you've been tortured. Shuvi, shuvi, just, you know, spend time with us. Forfeit this whole business, this whole, you know, Judaism business. Why are you sticking around with it? And Israel responds and says, "K'mecholas alachanayim." You know, I'm going to, can you replicate the experience of being chosen as we stood in camps around Sinai? There's no way to undo chosenness. That's the response. So it's a dialogue between the nations of the world and Israel in terms of chosenness. There is also another way of looking at this, and of course, as the Malbim, the Ralbag, talk about the journey of the soul, they understand that the Malbim says over here that after the Benos Yerushalayim see that the soul, which is the Raya, is willing to leave the body, which is Shlomo, the king, they start convincing her and they say, no, Shuvi, Shuvi, Ashulam, Shuvi, Shuvi, Nechazebach, we need you. You're so beautiful. Your being here is what invigorates the body and all its passions, physiological and emotional experience. Once you leave, all of that dies, all of that withers. And that's why they describe her, the beauty of the body when fused with the Neshama. That's the way it's being described over here. Which now leads us to the next section. Before we get to the next section, just one just quick example of how every description of the Raya is, of course, replete with drash, replete with explanations of what it can mean. So as an example, Pasuk Hey, it says, Tzavorech Migdal Hashen. Your neck is like a tower of ivory. That's understood by the Midrash to mean, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called a neck? It happens to be, it's a tall building. But why is that the explanation? The Shem Mishmul quotes his father, Direi Kvod Kadosha Avi Admor Zechet Tzadik Livroch L'Chayel HaMabah. That's the Avnei Nezer. who says that it refers, the Beis HaMikdash is the neck because it bridges two worlds. It bridges the spiritual world and the physical world. And therefore it is that specific implement. That's why it describes Yaakovino as an Ishtam, Yoshev Olim. He has Pivilob Libo Shavin, that his heart and his lips were the same. Meaning to say he had the neck which bridged the inner and the outer. Whereas Esav was Tzayed Befev. He was a man who's only lived in the outer world. There was no connection. We have this chus of having the Beis HaMikdash because we have the neck, we have the connector. This now leads us to the last and second song in this perek, which is Ches to Yud Dalet, 8 to 14. And this, there seems to be a dialogue, there seems to be an independent song between the Dod and the Raya. And it's less of a song which is describing just the looks and the beauty of the Raya. It is now focused on the relationship between them and having children together, it seems. Because from Psukim Ches to Yud, which is when he speaks to her, he describes her beauty again. But here the images are not so much about her body, but perhaps about the, we'll call it the images of fruit-bearing plants, the date palm, the vine, the apple orchard, the wine of grapes. There's a description about the request of union. And she responds in Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Aleph, and she responds in affirmative, Ani ledodi, I am to my beloved, vo'olai to shukosai, lechododi netzei hasodeh. Come, my beloved, let's leave to the fields, nalina bakforim, let's dwell among the villages. So she accepts his bid, and she consents, and in the morning she says, she accedes, and she says, Nashkima lakaramim, nire im parcho hagefen, let's go see in the morning. Let's wake up early and see if in fact the vines did take root. If in fact there are going to be these buds on the vines. So this is, clearly she's accepting the overtures over here of union, of them creating a family together. What does this mean historically speaking? Rabbi Moshe Chacham explains that what's going on over here in the Dat Mikrai, he explains that Hashem is describing his wish to bring the Shekhinah back to the nation of Israel. And the nation of Israel responds in the affirmative by saying, yes, we do want to reunite with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but let us go out. Let us go out to the land of Israel. Let us leave Golos for the consummation of this remarriage to happen as well. In a certain sense, Rashi adds a little bit. He says that, you know, that the imagery of the city versus the fields and the villages, in the city there's always crime, there's always complication, there's too many people trying to get ahead, it's a dog-eat-dog world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's leave that behind, let's leave all the complexities of humanity that we were involved with, and let's go out to refreshed, to a new start. And in fact, when she says, let's go and look at the vineyards and the plants, Rashi says, these are metaphors for all the Bate Medrashos and the Beis Abate Knessios, the shuls, the study sanctuaries. And look at our commitment to Torah. Look at our commitment to your Ratzon, your will throughout all of God. And then she says, try us, test us. Let's see if it has succeeded, if our children are in fact telling the same story that their grandparents were about you. And she finally says, even Hadndudoim Nosnu Reach, which refers, as Rashi explains, to the Ta'anim Tavois Varois. This means to say that some of the figs are not so good, they're not so pleasant, but even they give forth their smell. Even throughout Golos, there have been many difficult people and difficult times, but you know what? Ultimately, Hashem test us and see that ultimately we did come through, and we're still talking about you, even at the depths of our souls. And finally, the last way of looking at this, of course, is the Malbim's way of understanding this. This is the journey of the soul. And what's happening over here is she says, she stands resolutely to the body, to the Benos Yerushalayim, and she says, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave for my true love, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to leave behind the body which you described so vibrantly, but yes, I need to go. And that's why in the end of the parak, when she says, what is this whole idea of let's look at the vineyards and let's look at the pomegranate trees and see if they've sprouted? What that is that's the Cheshbon HaNefesh that every human being is going to go through. The judgment, the end of their life, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, so, what do you do? I gave you this wherewithal, I gave you a family, I gave you a certain economic background, I gave you an emotional makeup. What do you do with it? And in fact, the album goes on to explain how every detail of this descriptions of the vineyards that they're looking at now matches up. Was it just actions? Was it action with love for Hashem, or was it simply self-centeredness? And all of these things will add up to the cheshbon that a person will have to go through at the end of their lives. And that's what's being described here. So all having been said and done, at this point in time, the soul has left the body, reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now testing her and saying, so what did you do? What did you do when you were invigorating that body? A terrifying thought, but also a very uplifting one, to know that there is ultimately, during the cheshbon, there is ultimately going to be a meaning to all of this. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.